Copperfin Credit Union is Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union, where we work with you to provide the financial solutions that meet your goals. At Copperfin, ownership has its perks. We put our members first by sharing profits, giving back to the communities we serve, and by providing branches with your convenience in mind. Experience the perks online at any of our 7 branches or access one of the thousands of ding-free ATMs across Canada. Copperfin Credit Union. Life forward.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Queer Radio Hour. Welcome to quarantine, folks. How are you? Are you okay? Wherever you are, I hope that you managed to get all the supplies that you need, because apparently no one cares what doctors are saying, only what, people who are freaking out are saying. So Thunder Bay has been hit by the hoarder wave. We are not immune. I just want to remind everybody that as of today, as of right now, there are no cases of COVID-19 in Thunder Bay. We have one in Fort Francis, and we've had one in Sudbury, but there are no currently reported cases in Thunder Bay. So welcome to Queer Radio Hour. Take a deep breath. Now, because I am famous for being sarcastic and having a terribly dark sense of humor, I found via my wonderful friends over on TikTok and Facebook, get onto social media, you're quarantined anyway. I mean, everyone's just like, stay off your phone. Well, now that we're all in quarantine mode, what else do you have to do with your time? So if you are looking for a little distraction, your good friends over at TikTok and Facebook have put together a COVID-19 quarantine party playlist. And it's got some bangers. Not all of them are radio safe, so I can't play the entire list, but I'm definitely going to play some of the ones that I think are the best at being a little tongue-in-cheek about the situation. I'm not panicking. I hope that you're not panicking wherever you are. Don't take any unnecessary risks. I know people who are currently traveling, and I am worried about them. But of course, I'm the first person who posted a status like, those super cheap trips to Punta Cana are looking mighty tasty. I'm not one of the kinds of people who goes to mode whenever something bad happens. It's obviously affecting the planet the world over. It is moving quickly. It is something that we should be aware about. We should be taking proactive measures, but panic is not a proactive measure. Listening to news sources that are using actual medically relevant items of information should, of course, be our very first priority. Instead of just needlessly panicking and running around town and, buying every single roll of toilet paper that you can get your hands on. Like so many, I am desperately wondering where the toilet paper panic came from. Like, COVID-19 doesn't give you diarrhea. So I'm confused as to why that's the thing that everybody is hoarding. But I have noticed that cleaning supplies are doing just fine. And also soap. Lots of soap still on the shelves, which is how I know that people aren't paying attention. Because every single post that I've seen is like, wash your hands, keep things clean, try to avoid going out as much as possible. who did say, just in case of a global shutdown of any kind, that you should probably have 30 days worth of canned goods and food or water stocked up. But toilet paper, yeah, no, not on the list. Not one of the things that's going to help you. So I am here to take your mind off of everything. The only time that I get a little, and I totally understand why we are closing it. We do want social distancing. Unfortunately, the side effect of social distancing is canceling public events. So if you have not heard, LU, you are shut down, baby. You are no longer in session. All of my shifts over at LU have been canceled, so that is definitely not a thing for a few weeks. The announcement went out from the Lakehead Student Union, of course, that Queer Prom has officially been canceled. They did feel that it was it was the best thing to do given the state of everything going on in Thunder Bay, simply because the LU itself was shut down, students were being advised not to go to class, you know, tests are being rescheduled. So Pride Central took it in stride to also cancel Lakehead Queer Prom. So no word on whether or not that's going to be rescheduled. Hopefully some kind of event will take place later in the year when they have time. Big letdown, I know, to a lot of people who were looking forward to it, is Queer Prom is one of our yearly highlights for our community. But find joy in the fact that instead of ignoring what is being referred to as a pandemic, completely, that Thunder Bay is one of the places who will hopefully not get any breakout whatsoever, or if we do, that it will come and go as quickly as we possibly can hope for, because we were taking such good preemptive measures. Another series of closures: the Thunder Bay Public Library has officially closed their doors until at least the first week of April, which also means that this Saturday's Story Time with Drag Queen with Ms. Molly Poppins and Fantasia premiere has also been canceled. Now, on the Story Time with Drag Queens, as you all know, I am Ms. Molly Poppins, and my mother, Fantasia premiere, and I were speaking, and we've decided that we're going to try to host something of our own and put it out on the internet, like a live stream. So we're trying to work together right now we're reaching out to different Pride organizations and to the library and seeing what we can come up with. So far, like, what I can give you a little information about is it will be, whatever it is that we end up putting together, it will be streamed live on Facebook. Fantasia Premier and Ms. Molly Poppins will both be there. We will do some story time, hopefully some kind of a craft. We're going to put an event out on Facebook. So stay tuned. Look for that announcement. Follow Queer Radio Hour on CILU 102.7 FM. And stay up to date with what's going on in your community. We are working as hard as we can to try to find something to bring you guys some joy that is not going to go against doctors' wishes and not going to go against the social distancing that will hopefully prevent any kind of epidemic. But if you are one of the parents who are stuck at home and you are sad that there is not going to be a story time with drag queens this Saturday, I promise you, we are just as sad that there will be no story time. But we are working together with some other members of our community to try to bring you something for the kids that might look a little different than your usual story time, but that will be accessible from your home or from wherever you are, so that we can still provide a little joy, which is, of course, our favorite reason to do what we do. I got so much music lined up for you guys. We are going to talk about what is going on in the city. There are some events that are still on the calendar, so we definitely want to shine a bunch of light on that. But up first, keeping things completely tongue-in-cheek, I bring to you Toxic by Britney Spears here on Queer Radio Hour, CILU 102.7.
Baby, can't you see? No escape, I can't wait, I need a hit.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Queer Radio Hour on CILU 102.7, proudly supported and sponsored by our amazing friends over at Thunder Pride. That last track was Somebody That I Used to Know by Gotye, and before that we heard Stayin' Alive by Bee Gees, something I hope that everyone out there is doing. And of course before that we heard Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police, an excellent recommendation during a time of social distancing, and Toxic by Britney Spears. And again, I certainly hope that you are not toxic. So, events all over the city, closing down, places all over the city, and of course, right at the beginning of the March break, first thing that our I mean, shall we call him a captain, even tongue-in-cheek? Hopefully you all know that I'm being sarcastic. In chief, Mr. Doug Ford got out to the press and was like, hey, just enjoy yourself. Like, basically, just enjoy it. Go traveling with the kids and go out and enjoy the library. And then, of course, like, you know, 3 days go by and all of the recommendations are no. Don't go anywhere. Don't go to the library. Don't be traveling. Stay home. So, yes, libraries closed. Casino just announced. OLG is shut down as well. Events left and right are canceling. So far, no public ban on events, though. And again, Thunder Bay is currently COVID-19 free. So until we get any word to the contrary, Wiggins Productions is not shutting down. Many of the events still coming up on the calendar. Saturday, March 28th is the, so here's the thing, the roast of Lady Fantasia premiere. We are desperate to drag, you see what I did there, ourselves out of this slump that we are all stuck in and have some fun. So if you too are absolutely dying for a little social interaction, please come to Black Pirates Pub. Do me a solid. Maybe we wash our clothes before we head out that day. Maybe we have a shower. Huh? Maybe when we visit the bathroom, for whatever reason, I know how you all get at a drag show, maybe we wash our hands. But other than that, you know, stick to yourself. Don't be touching people unnecessarily, but come out to the drag show. It is Saturday, March 28th at Black Pirates Pub, the roast of Lady Fantasia La Premiere. And until we have an actual order banning us from doing so, we are keeping this show on the books. Fingers crossed. I would like for this whole thing to blow over and for Thunder Bay to have 100% no cases. Definitely better safe than sorry for the other places in town that are shutting down. But as of right now, Black Pirates Pub still open for business, bringing you excellent entertainment. Just stay safe. And keep your darn hands to yourself, which, I mean, we tell you to do at every single drag show anyway. It's literally part of the house rules right at the beginning of the show before we even get started. We're like, don't touch people. So just continue to not touch people unless, you know, of course, you ask and then wash your hands first. Because consent is sexy, is it not? I believe that it is. Come out. All of the queens are so excited to be doing this show. Of course, at a roast, things work slightly differently. Normally, at our regularly scheduled drag shows, I basically take the mic, and unless someone is performing, I have the mic for the vast majority of the evening. Not at a roast, though. Everyone is going to be taking a swing at Mother Dearest, and every single queen in attendance, queen or king, all of our performers will be performing at least one number that has historically been done by Lady Fantasia La Premiere. I genuinely can't tell if I am more excited to hear everybody's stand up roasting our queen mother, or if I am more looking forward to watching everyone else's renditions of songs that are historically Fantasia songs. Now, none of us have, like, oh, that's my song, no one's allowed to perform that song in writing. But there are certainly tracks for each queen that we just were like, that's an Amaya song. Or, that's a Molly song. And we are certainly not forbidden from doing them by any stretch of the imagination. But there are definitely songs that we associate with certain other drag stars that we kind of tend to stay away from just because we know that they're so well known for and that they absolutely kill it each time that they perform it. So watching my house go through Fantasia's entire historical track listing and select the song that they're going to be redoing in her honor is really, really exciting. I am going to be doing a little Maleficent something-esque for the evening as Roastmaster General. I think that the horn look is very fitting, and I can't wait to host this event. So until you hear from me otherwise, Saturday, March 28th, The Roast of Lady Fantasia La Premiere, still on the books, still going to happen. Please come out en masse. I know that you are devastated at the loss of the queer prom. So whatever you were going to wear to queer prom, if you've got like that killer outfit that you were so excited to show off at the Mass Queerade, wear it, sis. Come down to Black Pirates. Wear the outfit you were going to wear to queer prom. We always do an audience lip sync battle, and this would be no show in Thunder Bay without one. So wear your extravagant garb. Come down to the show and put your hand up when it's time to stomp the runway for the audience runway battle, and let's see those incredible outfits. Come on down. All together, we're going to be a community. It's going to be a great time. Tipping is something that I was genuinely thinking about the other day. We're all like, money is the worst. But like, I mean, that's literally how we live. So we are definitely going to continue taking your money. But please wash your hands all day long and every single day. And then B, I don't know, maybe the queens like in our change room in the back can set up like a money washing station. Like literally money laundering just so that we can like clean our bills before we take them with us. I don't know. I'm going to Google it. I'm pretty sure that Canadian money is like waterproof, right? That's supposed to be one of the things. So maybe we'll just have like a bucket in the back with some like warm soapy water, little rinse, hang them up to dry, keep all of our tips nice and fresh. I would be down for that. I think that's really cute. Plus really cool photo ops of us in the bathroom literally laundering our money. I think that's gonna be a really lit day on Instagram the morning after. Gonna get over to some more quarantine COVID party tracks. First, a word from our sponsors, but do not go anywhere because I have got more LGBT to spill this hour on Queer Radio Hour. You say that my behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessary, but critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, cause if I do, you need a miracle. You dream me dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Now pick the fuck up outside, I got somebody someday will do you like I did. When it gets cold outside, I got nobody to love. You'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. And like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in a dream. Say, it is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
See CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Supposed to breathe with no air. If I should die before I wake, it's 'cause you took my breath away. My bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I believe in I hate to go. Now the time's come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone, about the times I won't have to say. Oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet. Go. But I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Welcome back to Queer Radio Hour on CILU 102.7, proudly sponsored by Thunder Pride. That last song was Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver, which everyone is trying to do because we're all trying to get home from our tropical vacations. Some of us, like myself, who are like really broke, are eyeing up those crazy cheap flights though. Like, do I risk it? Do I take the only opportunity that I'm ever going to be able to afford an all expenses include vacation? Probably not. Before that, we heard No Air by Jordan Sparks and Rather Die Young by Beyonce. And at the top of our track list, Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5. Bit of a theme there. It is a respiratory illness. Of course, all of my jokes are meant in good fun. If you're the kind of person who doesn't have a sense of humor, I apologize. I'm sorry you don't have a sense of humor. That must be very lonely for you. You should do something about that. Like attend a comedy show. You know what a comedy show you should attend? Saturday, March 28th at Black Pirates Pub, the roast of Lady Fantasia Le Premier. Looking ahead in our calendar, we look to April. Now, the first week of April is when the school closures should be over. Things should start resuming back to normal. A report just released from the situation in Fort Francis. They have exactly one COVID-19 case, and they are saying that there is no risk of transmission. The person who contracted it was away on vacation, was tested at the Winnipeg airport, tested positive, and is now in self-isolation in Fort Francis. That situation totally under control, we are told by officials. So let's hope that that is the case, and that all of us being super diligent and taking care of those who cannot take care of themselves pays off. If you are one of the people who is able to go out and about, perhaps you are at very low risk of contracting this disease, I am could not be more proud of the amount of people on my friends list and on everybody else's friends lists who are putting out the offer to do running around for those people who may be immunocompromised, who may be senior citizens, who are more at risk at contracting this. Remember that the list is if you are a senior citizen, if you are immunocompromised, things like diabetes or cancer history make you more susceptible to this respiratory infection. So please, please, please continue the amazing work that I have already seen on my Facebook list if you do have the space, the time to help those of us who may be more affected than others. Continue to do so. Could not be more proud of the people in my community who are already stepping up in such huge numbers to provide for those who may be stuck, or even if they're not physically stuck, the nervousness surrounding the situation hits everybody differently. Not everybody is, you know, like me, able to take it a little tongue in cheek and try to find the humor in the situation and, you know, try that. That's how I cope. That's my coping mechanism. If that's not your coping mechanism and you're stuck at home, it is very, very helpful to have a friend or a family member who is healthy and at low risk, who is willing to go out and maybe pick up a couple groceries for you or run your errands. So really, really proud to see that movement already taking off as much as it has. And I'm definitely encouraging anybody else who is in that position to find it within yourself to help out. Speaking of helping out, our fund drive finished out yesterday and we did so well. I am so impressed with the amount of people who pitched in for that. More than $9,000 raised at the last tally. Just incredible. Thank you so much, Thunder Bay, for coming together and trying to keep your local volunteer-sponsored radio on the air, alive and well and kicking. And we are. A couple more tracks headed your way. I just wanted to say that if you are out there and you are feeling a little lost, a little alone, perhaps, like I said, you are not the kind of person who responds to these situations with humor, please feel free anytime at all to message Queer Radio Hour on CILU 102.7. Share your thoughts. Share your fears. What are your takes on what's going on right now? Do you have any commentary? I would love to respond to you. I am on my device 24 hours a day, much to the begrudging of the elder members of my family, but I am. So if you do feel like you are stuck and unable to reach out right now for support from anybody, please know that Queer Radio Hour will always remain your safe space. So if you do need to reach out and you're having trouble finding somebody to talk to, message me on Queer Radio Hour on CILU 102.7, and let's see if we can hook you up with some fun things to do and a way to take your mind off of it. Bringing you another hit from this really incredible playlist, we're going over to All the Small Things with Blink 182 here on Queer Radio Hour, CILU 102.7.
let me know she cares. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Trying to get you high, faded off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you can do. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. You don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
Oh, Page 38, live at Black Pirates. Catch Thunder Bay's very own Hard Rockers hit the stage March 20th at Black Pirates Pub. Joining them on stage will be fellow local Shatterhorn, vape dealer, and the long-haired businessmen. Cover is $5 at the door. Doors open at 10 p.m. Bands kick off at 10:30. This is a 19-plus event. For more info, visit page38band.com or follow Page 38 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
Hello, and welcome to Found Waves. I will be with you from 5 to 7 as I am every week, and I have a great show. It's always mixed music on the show, and a little bit of banter in between. It's gonna be a little different this week. I know everybody's feeling a bit weird. Definitely feels weird that everything is shutting down. All events are being canceled.